Lithography, the oldest form of printmaking, is the art form of choice of Muriwai-based Kylie Rusk. It's physical, very physical, unpredictable and time-consuming. Landscapes and seascapes are what Kylie loves to represent in her prints, created on chunks of imported limestone. Her solo show Luminous is about to open at Auckland's Tūrua Gallery, and we have some images from it on our webpage, rnz.co.nz/standingroomonly. Kylie talks us through lithography's history and what it takes to make a limited edition print.
Lithography was invented in 1796 in Germany. It's one of the oldest forms of printmaking. The limestone comes from Germany and it's quarried out of the ground, and it's a really heavy slab of limestone. And how the process works is that you grind down the slab with like a levigator with various grades of grit. So always compare it to sanding back a piece of wood. You start with quite a coarse grit and then you work to a finer grit. And then your slab of stone is ready for drawing on. And how it works is you use a greasy material to draw onto the stone with, or you can use this stuff called tush, which I use a lot of, and you paint that onto the stone and it leaves these beautiful like reticulated marks. The next step in the process is you've got to etch that greasy material into the stone. So even if you put your, like, because your hands are even greasy, so if you put your thumb mark on there, that could potentially print out if you used a light enough chemical solution to etch that into the stone. And then it's ready for printing. And then the next step in the process is you put that on the printing press and then you mix up some ink, and you use oil-based ink. And then you roll that on to the slab with a roller. And because oil-based ink repels water, you've got to keep the stone wet the whole time. And when you roll the ink onto the stone, it picks up those little tiny images or areas where you've drawn. And then you put a piece of paper on top of that image and you put it through a high pressure press and you roll it through and then you pull the image off. And yeah, that's what you have at the end of it.
Is it a bit like ceramics that you can put your glazed work into a kiln and all those hours later you're always going to be surprised when you open the door because it's not an exact science? Is that the same with the different prints that you'll get using this process, Kylie? You know, that there'll always be differences, probably subtle differences in the prints, right?
Yes, there's always subtle differences. You never know how it's going to etch and then roll up and print, and that's what's so beautiful about it. You can do an edition of up to 30. And each edition, each time I pull off the paper, there's subtle variations in that print. But pulling off that first print is quite exciting. And sometimes you're like, oh, shoot, didn't quite turn out how I thought it would. Or, yeah, usually it turns out how I want. So
it's a very physical process from start to finish. Is that one of the pleasures of it for you?
It's very physical, yeah. I just enjoy I'm someone that like can't sit still, so it's a process that you're always on the go and you're always thinking, and yeah, it's quite physical, like lifting the stones and grinding it down with this really heavy levigator and rolling it through the press. Yeah, I really enjoy it. I don't know why, because it's a really long, laborious process and not many people do it anymore, but yeah, it's something that I don't know, I gravitated towards it when I studied at Elon School of Fine Arts. It wasn't a process I fell in love with straight away, but I came back to because I love the hand-drawn mark that you could reproduce through a printmaking technique.
And I reckon you'd be able to tell if you had a painted work next to a print, right? I mean, there are simply some effects that you can get because of all the layering you've just been talking about that wouldn't be possible if you had a paintbrush, even working in inks, and some kind of canvas on an easel.
Yeah, you could definitely tell the difference between a print and a painted work. Yeah, it's kind of like you look at a painted work or like a watercolour, and yeah, I guess it's similar to when you look at you compare a screen print to a lithograph, you know, you can see the difference.
And it's perfect for landscapes. You really love landscapes and you really love our landscapes. And with some of the works, and we've got images on our webpage, there's this remarkable moodiness, this kind of effect that you get. Perfect for these two loves of yours, printmaking and landscape.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yeah. And it's, I'm so inspired by where I live out here in Mutawai. I mean, the skyline's always changing and the clouds are always changing. I don't know. It's so inspiring. And I'm trying, that's what I'm trying to bring through my works, is the feeling I have or I see when I'm out here, and I'm trying to bring that through to my works, through my painting techniques and my lithography, just those colours and that energy that I see out in Mutawai, or, you know, camping on the east coast with my family.
Well, I'd say, when I say landscapes, I think I should also say seascapes.
Yes, I'm like obsessed with the light on the water and that reflection, and I don't know, you just see all these beautiful like tones, like the browns and the purples and the ochres and the greys, and you know, you see that in the sky, and you see that in the reflection of the water. It's so beautiful, and just those sunsets and sunrises. And yeah, I know my blends of my lithographs is part of my uniqueness, you know, like as an artist, I think, as you know, a lot of printmakers print straight onto white paper, whereas I do a blend first, which is I use a printing press, which is different to a lithography press. And yeah, I just feel like that's a signature of mine.
The work for the gallery, have you focused on any particular place for it?
Yeah, so I've got a show coming up at Tūrua Gallery in St Heliers, and the opening's on the 6th of May. And for that show, I've focused on the islands on the east coast of Northland. But my lithographs predominantly focus on the ever-changing skyline in Mūrawai. Yeah, some are quite abstracted. I've done one piece that's, you know, some real soft blue, muted tones. Yeah, out here you see these beautiful bands of colour on the horizon. You're just emulating what I see out here through my works that will be on show at the gallery. As part of my show, I've got a lithography video outlining the process of lithography, like day one, day two, day three. So I'll have that on show just to help try and explain the process, because people don't really know lithography or know what it's about, and don't understand that there's such a process involved to it and how time consuming it is. And I think, you know, the digital world has changed printmaking in some ways. Like when I first started at Elam, like early 2000s, there wasn't digital prints. Like a lot of people take a photo of their artwork and then they have it digitally printed, you know, they digitally print it like 50 times or 100 times and it's exactly the same. Whereas lithography or printmaking, you know, it's still an original artwork, and there are still subtle variations in each time you pull it off the press.
What happens to the stone? When you're talking limited edition, I have this terrible vision of the stone having to be shattered. Or can you keep them?
You can keep them, yeah. I never knew what it was when I, many, many, many years ago before I did printmaking too, when I was a little child and I used to see an edition of 37 out of 50, I was like, is that their mark that they got for that work? But so how an edition works is you can make 10 prints or you can make 100 lithographs or prints, and so you edition that print. So it's like one of 100, the first one you pull off, then two of 100, then three of 100. So once you've printed that image and then you go back to, you take the stone off the press and then you grind it back, that levigator that you grind the stone back with, it grinds down like a millimetre or, you know, a few millimetres off that stone. So that stone can be used over hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times, you know. Yeah, you can reuse it. You don't have to smash it up.
Good to know. I was a little bit worried about that. I was wondering, you know, whether there's almost a correlation with being a sculptor, because you mentioned right at the start this limestone has to be imported from overseas. You know, you have an image in mind. Might you look at several different stones before you choose the one you feel would be right? I mean, I'm comparing stone to sculpture rather than, say, to a canvas. They might all be perfectly flat and the same thing. I don't know what the relationship is between image and stone for you.
Yeah. So, that's a good question. There's lots of different sizes and shapes of limestone, you know, smaller ones or larger ones, or there's larger ones that are broken into smaller ones. And Yeah, each stone has its own unique characteristics. So I have two stones that I predominantly use that are different. And yeah, you never know, like you have one stone, you know how that's going to handle like the grease and the different etching solutions. And then another stone is like, there's a grey stone and then there's a white stone. There's different coloured stones. And yeah, dependent on the stone, yeah, it can etch and draw differently. So you've got to, I keep a logbook of what material, greasy materials I've used on that stone and how I've etched it. Because how limestone's made up of lots of little like marine particles that have formed on the ocean seabed floor. And then during like, I guess, tectonic uplift and that over time, you know, like it's made of marine life. So they're different.
Luminous solo exhibition by Kylie Rusk opens at Tūrua Gallery in Auckland on the 6th of May.